go. We're arranging it. Thank you. Right, a good night, everyone. Good evening. Let's tackle the Shaila, which is very, very common on a very weekly basis. A lot of people have children which comes to Shabbos afternoon, especially in the winter. In the winter afternoon, where we don't spend much time outdoors, and sometimes it can get tricky what games to play with. So you look around in the playroom, and a lot of things are muksa, a lot of things are electronic, and you're very tempted to get a game which the game is a puzzle. And the puzzle, give it the child a puzzle. There's some very good puzzles around in very local shops that you can get nice puzzles. And you give them a puzzle, and you know, you can get half an hour break, a well-deserved break, that you can go and lie down to be yotzei shitzes ramah, to have a little rest Shabbos this afternoon. Give the child a little bit of a puzzle, and he disturbs your sleep in the middle because he can't find one of the pieces. We'll say that the Maisa, he gets the Shaila is, can you play a puzzle on Shabbos? See, everyone straight away thinks that it's a problem, because you've got the problem of Kosev. Now, for a start, hang on a second, Kosev, since when Kosev is, you take a pen and take a paper and you write down Ois Aleph, Ois Beis, by the Kroshim, they wrote all the Oisios to make sure they knew exactly which one was where. So, where over here are you taking a pen? Where are you taking a paper? So, the beginning part of the Shaila begins is that you're closing up, bringing parts of an Ois together. If you bring parts of an Ois together, that's where there could be a Shaila. Don't forget, just before we begin, if you get puzzles, very rare, I've got one, where you've got a puzzle where each and every piece has got a separate picture, a separate letter. I've got the Aleph Beis one. So each one has got a separate Aleph Beis, and it's got Esrog Beis for whatever it is, Gimel Dalet, yeah? And each one has got an entire letter in each and every single piece. Is there any problem putting in the Aleph Beis all the way till Tav? No. Because we only find... Sorry? Oh, so, yeah, you'd have to make sure they don't. Sometimes they do. But in the case where they don't, that my one is mamish separate, then there's no problem in putting together pieces. In fact, there is a very popular, in America at least, there's a magnetic board which comes with loads of letters. All these letters have got backgrounds, they're squares, which have got a letter in, like Scrabble letters. And they're all magnetic, and you can put them on the board to create a message. I am coming home at 6:30. Right? You find the I, and you find the A, and you find the M, and you put a message over to your wife or something like that, just to show that this is, you know, by the way, I'm back. I've gone to the Kiddush. I've gone to the Mincha at 4:30. So then, that is something which is okay. You can form words out of ready-made letters, entire full letters. The whole issue begins when you have cut-up letters. That's the whole shadow. When you open packets, and you by mistake go through the words, there's no problem going through words. The problem is going through letters. If you got a word, this, and you cut through between the TH and the I and the S, you got TH on one side and IS on another, there's no issue with that at all. The issue with Kosev is only cutting into a letter. It's a very interesting halacha. So, you know, if you have a jumper, some jumpers, they've got a gap. So if the jumper that you have is a type of jumper which comes from, it's got a different word, which has got an even word, so then the zip is in the middle, in between two, then fine. But if the gap jumper is in between the letter, that, according to Mishnah Berurah, should be avoided. We'll see. The whole shaila is when you're forming a letter or a picture. So then, very good, something which is not Mekayim will certainly won't be Doraisa, but will certainly be Dorabonon. So you're right, it will certainly be only Melacha Dorabonon, but we have to stay away from Dorabonons as well. The Shaila is, when you give a puzzle to a child, or you yourself play a puzzle, how do you look at it? Is it Kosev? And again, the puzzle is Mekarav Chelki Oisis. Let's get straight to it. The Ramah comes out with a fascinating Chiddush. The Ramah, in Chumash Ramah, Sim Kuf Yotes, he says Kosev is only when you apply ink or something, some material, onto a paper. But if you makarav chelke oisiyos, you're just drawing near pieces which are ready by olam, there's no issa of koisav. And he brings a fascinating raya from the Gemara. The Gemara says that if a person writes, you know, the halacha is you need to write two oises to be chayev. So what happens if a person writes one ois on a keresh, on a piece of paper? He goes, takes a piece of paper in Tveria, he writes aleph in Tveria, and then he takes another keresh in Tzipori, and he writes base in Tzipori. So the Gemara says that he's chayev, because it's ksiva, it's a proper writing two letters. It's just kirv oisis. He's just got a raya from the Gemara to say that kirv oisis. Kirv oisis, if the ois is there already and just needs to be brought together, that's enough to be mechayev the chatos, to treat it as if it's two oisis, because it's ksiva is there, you just need it to be mekar of it. The Ramal says, huadin, when you've got chelke ha'ois as well, and you've already got the chelke oisis there, the puzzle, one piece has got one half of the aleph, the other piece has got the other half of the aleph, you put it together, it shows aleph. No, you've done nothing, you haven't done kosev, the ksiva is there already, you've just brought it together. That is the shit of the Ramal, which the Ramal brings down in Simkov Yates. The Mishnah Berurah brings it down lahalocha regarding a sefer. You know, it's very common. I haven't seen it so much nowadays. It definitely used to be common. I'm not talking about where you've got just a design like that. Chumash Mikros Gedolos. That's not the shaila here. The designs are not kosev. When you've got a word, people used to write their name on, used to write their shem. The shul used to put a stamp over there. And that comes the shaila on Shabbos when you open that sefer. You're detaching all the letters, and now you've technically got a problem there. The Ramal says no problem. The Ramal was asked this shaila, and the Ramal said no problem because it's all there. You're just mekarav and merachik the oisis, and he brings this to Gemara that says that if the ksav is there, you're just bringing it close together, there's no koisav. However, Mogen Avraham and the Levush, they're very choshish to say that it is definitely koisav. Just like there's koisav in writing, so too by bringing parts of ois together is also considered writing. The funny thing is, there's a massive machlokas in the poskim. It's huge machlokas. Some say we have to be machlokas. The Loshna Mishnah Berurah, the Shulchan Charav, is also mekel. The Mishnah Berurah, when he brings the shaila, he says, the sefer that's got words on it, he says, yesh oisrim, but then, aval das remor, betshuva lahokil bozeh, v'chein das harba achrinim. And then he says, at the end, v'chein aminik. That's the minik also to be mekel. He excuses himself at the end to say, you know, if you got another sefer, then get another sefer. You can see how much he's machshiv the Ramal Sfora, that mekaru chelke ois is not a problem. Now again, the Sha'atzion says, obviously if you can, lachatchila bevada tov lotzis yidei hakol, but he's not giving too much weight to the machmirim. He's saying, obviously it's better to be yoked to ala machmirim, but he's saying the v'chein aminik and the tshuvas Ramal and the tov, only tov to be machmir, indicates a shtak lahokal. I was once in a shul in Stamford Hill, in London, somewhere in London. I was in a shul there, and they were having something going on there, and I noticed something straight away as soon as I walked into the shul, the Oron HaKodesh. Two parts of the Oron HaKodesh was a picture, not like us that we have a pareches. It was just the Oron HaKodesh. It didn't have a pareches, just the Oron, and you slide both of the panels, and you close it together. It looked like the Beis HaMikdash. So it had the Kodesh, the Kodesh Kodoshim, and you would open the Oron HaKodesh, and you're detaching that picture. And I remember I was there with a lot of Rabbonim there, and I was speaking, I brought up this discussion at the time, that, you know, Mishnah Berurah tells you that the Lechatchila is kedai to avoid being in a situation of being Makar of Chelkei Ha'ois. Maybe it's a Svardish Ha'olim, so maybe a little more Mekel. But it was a very interesting Shaila, where you have the same Shaila. Again, your Makar of Chelkei Ha'ois, or in this case it was a picture, it could be it was also words or something, I can't remember. There was definitely a picture, is enough for it to be a Shaila of Kosev. And you bring it together, it's a fully fledged, Mr. Hashem, Shibona Beis Mikdash Mehira, but it was at least a picture of it. And when you open it, it's detaching that. That could be a Shaila where the Mishnah Berurah tells you Toiv. But he only says Toiv. So you could well say that when it comes to our puzzle, that again meikadin, it could be it's okay meikadin that you make a puzzle. You will find that a lot of people look at it as, what do you mean? We've never done puzzles in the past, and it's not only a toiv to be machmir. That comes from, I believe, this comes from various different makoris. We haven't got time to explain. Some of it is just for some achronim say that if it interlocks like a puzzle does, then it's a bit worse, which is very questionable where it comes from. But the main swara where I would say that it comes from is the Chazanish. Chazanish understands, he takes the sugya to pieces. Yeah, and he takes the sugya and he says, it can't be that's the whole svara of the case of the sefer. The case of the sefer, the reason why he says why the Chavis Ramo is okay is why? Very good. That's the key difference. You see, to bring the sugya of the sefer, of the sefer, of the Chavis Ramo, to our puzzle is a bit of a crime. Because the sefer is talking about, well, you don't care about the oisius if it says, you know, if it, whatever it says, you open it, you're not interested, you're interested in learning. So you're not mechaven for the meichuk, and you're not mechaven for the kosev. How can we bring that as any raya whatsoever to the case where you're actively and wantingly, intentionally putting together letters? That's your whole objective, is to put together the puzzle. That what shaykhs has that got? Now, just take a step back and say, yes, at face value there's no shaykhs, but hang on a second, none of the achronim on face value that discuss the case of the sefer ever mentioned that the reason why you could be makel by a sefer is because it's unintentional. Rather, they tackled and they attacked the actual kosev in itself. The Chavis Ramo didn't say, ah, it's a, you're not mechaven, and this, and that. No, the Ramo said that, shtel taveka yesoit. There is no kosev when you're mekara chelke. He didn't limit it and subject it to being that you're not mechaven for it. That's why there's still a good basis in halacha to say that even if you are mechaven for it, Chavis Ramo stands strong. It's a very long-winded topic. I don't want to get lost in it. But you will find the Olam are machmir on it. The Olam are machmir, and it makes sense to be machmir because the Chaznish. Chaznish understands the het of the Sefer. He understands the het of the Sefer. I say Sefer, a Sefer with a Reish. He understands it is because you're not machaven for it. Again, none of the other poskim, the main poskim, they don't mention this svara of it because you're not machaven. They don't say it. They say a Sefer is okay because in Makar Vachalke Oisis is not a problem. End of. That's how they say it. Makar Avrom, Shachon Acharav, look at Shachon Acharav. He says safe is okay because Makar Vachalke Oisis is not a problem. He doesn't say, and is what you're not Machavan. That is where you'll see the Orach HaShav has got a very nice shtickle on this topic at the end of Achilik Aleph. And he also mentions that to say that it's only when you're not Machavan is only limited to the Chaznish. Chaznish understood the case of the Sefer was because the Heta is because of that you're not Machavan for it. Or if you're Machavan, then you won't have the Chaznish. That's why you'll find Gedolim over Bar Mitzvah, you'll find it's come out unheard of that a person would sit down to a puzzle. But it certainly explains why, especially I remember the first time where it was really a real hot topic when it came to COVID, and it was week after week with a long summer Shabbosis, and for some children it was okay, but for other children it was a very big tzorach. For them to, they were running out of games, and people wanted to know, you know, they got themselves into a 500 piece puzzle, and the child really wanted to continue Shabbos afternoon. The child was, can you let them? Very good. This is I was going to touch this. Without that, right? So let's just finish off to say that yes, over Bar Mitzvah, it's kedai not to go into such a shaila, because for a start, the Mishabur tells you anyway to be Machmir. He says Toiv to be Machmir. But even more than that, according to the Chaznish, the whole heta of the Sefer was because you weren't Mechavan. But if you are Mechavan, it is worse. But at least for children, it certainly explains why. You got Chavis Ramah. The Pasha's Chavis Ramah is telling you a Yesoid that Mekar Chelke Oisus is okay. And the Bar Mitzvah, because Zichah be okay. If you look in Ramosha Matzach Karp Sefer, Hilchas Shabbos B'Shabbos, he also mentions this. That a child, even Higia Lachinach, you don't have to be Mecha Bechlal. It's for some people it's a chiddush. I know a lot of families they're machmir from Yigil Achinuch, they don't allow puzzles. That's actually quite a common. You'll hear that it's much more widespread to be machmir than to be mekel. But you shall know when it comes to it, there is massive svaras to be mekel. So certainly up to Bar Mitzvah, certainly a svara to be mekel. There's a sefer Yelod and Ba'alochas mekel, and the Pesach Chuvas are mekel. Lots of svaram are mekel. But Yana mentions a very geshmaka isafa. And that is, when it comes to a child, which is a bit out of the box, not the regular child, which is, you know, is okay with a small game and gets through the day okay, a child which is more active and what do they call it, ADHD, ADHE, is going up in levels now already. But that, whatever it is, a person who struggles a bit more, a child who struggles a bit more, and they tackle, if they get their hands on a game and it helps them, it's a tremendous benefit for everyone. And therefore, there is a swara which is brought down in the Bialocha Shin Mem Gimel, that when a child, even over the age of Chinuch, does a malocha derabonon for his own purpose, then it's okay. Azoy shtein bi'alocha. Again, Mishnah Berurah doesn't pass in Azoy. But the bi'alocha brings a shita to Rashba, Rabbi Akiva Iger. Rabbi Akiva Iger's case was talking about when a child wants to take a chumash to shul, and even when there's no Eruv, because it's a shaylev, it could be it's the Rabbonon, the Karmelis, and therefore the Rabbi Akiva says that if he wants to, let him take a chumash to shul. Can you imagine? Yeah, he got a place without Eruv. Rabbi Akiva Iger says, no problem, let him take it. It's for his own tzairuch. Azoy shtein bi'alocha brings it down. Shimem Gimel. Shulchan Achara passes like that lechatchila. So, oh, very good. What's that? Where, so how does he understand the mitzvah chinuch? The mitzvah chinuch, he understands it to be that when the child does something for the father, so says, when the child wants to do something for the father, not is the mitzvah chinuch. It's not the bi'alocha. Oh, there you go. So all the ray, this is safinon, mechalot between safinon and not. Zot Rabbi Akiva Iger. Dvar tiltul hasforim lebeis haknesis, b'mokim shein erev, alidei tinoik. Can he be soymuch on the Rashba? Yes. As he's zot that, it's an amazing topic in itself. You should know, if you're going to take that svara, kipshutai, I was looking at it the other day in my playroom, and imagine a child would be soymuch on the shita. He can act as if it's normal weekday. He can play on the keyboard, he can play on the train track, the chas v'sholom, yeah? On the Shabbos afternoon, it can look like mamish yom chayil. On the mega sketches, and the rabbonon, kamat else you can do, right? Kamat, tell me something you can't do. Maybe you can't weave. Something he doesn't do anyway, right? But kamat, everything in the playroom that I can think of, you can do. So obviously we avoid it like the plague. We don't come into such shilas. But where there's a tzorach, shachar pasuk like that, even lechatchila, where there's a tzorach, a person can add that in as well. So everybody said we can get lost in this topic. There you can see it. What the point?
Scrabble is the same thing.
Oh, very interesting. Scrabble is very good because if you don't usually write, you usually write with Scrabble. You write. So that's a separation. Chai Odom says any game that's the derech to write, then you got a problem. You got a problem playing that game because as a gazera you might the scores. But sometimes you don't boggle. But you write. But which one? No. Some games. There is a game out there that do Scrabble. You write the scores. I suppose you do. Okay, but Lamosha Scrabble is a perfect example that there's no kosher because even if you make words out of it, there's no problem to make a word. Some places have in their shul that you can make. You know, they put together Pesach, Pesamach, or they put the times up. So if it's all got backgrounds, all that's okay. You're creating words out of letters which are already made, that's going to be okay. This is a big topic. We haven't done justice at all to the topic. But the kitz and nimrutz is that it's more kodadig than we think because it's based on the shayla of a sefer, which the Shavuos Ramaz makel because mekar chilko is okay. Again, it's a great minute to be machmir, but it could well be it's based on the chaznish. There's a lot more to say. I just wanted to give them the background. Shkoch.
Another ground.